look in poor Yaya's hand. But I just found out he's gay in real life, and he has a husband. He has a whole husband. They've been married for years. So cute. But anyway, that's not the point.
Another 2 weeks, another episode. This is Bitch, I Ain't Scared. I'm Rob the Scholar, and I'm here with Nate the Fool.
Nate the Fool.
What do we have in store for this episode? What are people going to look forward to this hour?
A lot of bullshit.
A lot of bullshit.
Useful bullshit. It's so useful.
I love it.
I swear. Man, this is going to cure cancer, and you can quote me on that. You can take it to the bank.
I love talking about bullshit. No, I am excited.
Some things that have happened recently in the world, someone recently passed away, but there's some exciting things coming up in the movie world. I've been watching a lot of things on TV, so I thought I would share my insights into some new things, and, we'll see how that goes.
Very cool, but I want my trivia. So give me my trivia. Want my trivia.
All right. Well, I got something for you. I got something for that ass. All right. So we all know the movie Pumpkinhead, right? Great. My question for you, Rob. How many sequels to Pumpkinhead have been produced to date?
It's a very good question, and I will think about that as we continue our conversation.
Fantastic. Best of luck.
Do you know the answer? Of course you do. You came up with it, right?
I mean, wouldn't that be some shit? We get to the end and I'm just like,
but
I don't know.
You thought of it, but did you have to look it up for the answer, or you knew it and so this was your question?
No, I did have to look it up.
Ah.
I mean, I was close.
Okay.
But still, I was like, ooh, all right. I haven't seen all of these sequels, so
right?
I can't.
I have an idea, so yeah, we'll see.
Ooh. Well, I thought we'd get the sad bit out of the way first. I'm sure most people have heard by now, but Gaspard Ulliel, he's been in a lot of things, but I know him best for playing the young version of Hannibal Lecter. Very handsome man. I think when he was Hannibal Lecter, he did a good job of being handsome and intriguing, but also he killed and ate people, and so it was a creepy journey. But yes, he did pass away. He's only 37. Skiing accident. I'm not going skiing. I am not going skiing. Not doing it. Also, I just watched an interview this week where Neve Campbell talked about how she went snowboarding. This was years ago, but she went snowboarding and almost went off a cliff, but she like threw her body in a way that, she did not die. But she still hurt herself. So I'm like, nope, I'm just not doing it. So, yeah.
I don't know. Winter Olympics are coming up. Everybody's getting the fever. I'm good. I'm totally good. Mm-hmm. Sucks. Really sucks. I did watch Hannibal Rising as well. In fact, I'm such a hater that Hannibal Rising is the only one that I like from that franchise. I said it here first. I enjoyed the romanticism of Hannibal Rising. And of course, because of Gaspard, I loved his performance. And I just was more into it than the others. I found the other ones to be super slow, and I just didn't care. But anyways, that's a different conversation. I just walked away with Hannibal Rising satisfied. This gentleman would have been reintroduced to the world as our lead villain of Moon Knight, which is going to premiere on Disney Plus. the new Marvel series. And it's unfortunate. I think they may have to either edit him out or maybe I want to say that he filmed all of his episodes.
No, I think they're done. I think they were done filming.
Okay. So we are definitely going to see him.
One last view, but so very sad, but there you have it.
Yeah.
Now, I recently just heard about another movie coming up. It's supposed to be coming out this year in July. And I guess maybe it's old news to some people. You know how I don't hear about stuff until much later. But Melissa Barrera, our new final girl in Scream, she's doing another scary movie this year. And it's called Bed Rest. Sounds frightening, doesn't it?
I had never heard of this title, so you and me both, you know, missed out on this specific piece of news. But yes, Bed Rest. It sounds very what's that movie where that pregnant girl and that lady came in, tried to cut it open and steal it? What was that one? It got remade. Oh. It's like supposed to be one of the grossest movies ever. You know what this is.
I'm trying to, man, I'm really searching for it in my brain.
It takes place around Christmas time.
God, okay. I'm getting further away from it. Mm. Yeah, that's really great trivia. Well, I'm going to think about that, but just to give everybody a little, I guess, synopsis of the movie. After years of struggling to start a family, Julie Rivers, we're going to get to the name Julie later today as well, but Julie Rivers, played by Marissa Barrera, is pregnant again and moving into a new home with her husband. Upon being ordered to mandatory bed rest, Julie begins to slowly unravel as she suffers through the monotony and anxiety of her new constraints. Soon, terrifying ghostly experiences in the home begin to close in on Julie. Ooh. And there's more, and there's more. But I think that's enough, you know. So, it's going to be a supernatural thrill ride. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you watch a trailer? Is there a trailer?
I don't think there is a trailer yet, no. But also, you know, I didn't watch it if it did exist.
So reading about it was not a spoiler or anything like that for you?
No, I feel like that's the basic synopsis. You know, she's pregnant, she's on bed rest, and now it's like, people don't believe me that creepy stuff is happening because they think I'm just a pregnant lady and my hormones are making me see things. So...
That other sucks. Movie is called Inside.
Who's in it?
Well, it's a French film, but they did remake it. And I'm trying to remember who was in the remake. I want to know. I was about to say Zoe Saldana, but that was Rosemary's Baby. So that wasn't it. I know the girl, I think, in the remake.
Inside. Let me.
You never heard of
Inside.
This?
Inside. I just don't know, Rob.
So Rachel Nichols was the leading lady in the U.S. version of Insides. Do you know who Rachel Nichols is?
Wasn't she on Alias?
She was Miss Scarlet. She was Scarlet on G.I. Joe. She was Gyla on Star Trek, the remake movie.
I think she was an Alias.
Yeah.
The last season. That's what I know her for. But I've never heard of either of these.
Okay. Okay. Inside is disgusting. If you watch the original, I'm telling you, you're going to see some shit you didn't think the body could take. And it did. And she was pregnant the whole time. So here's the thing. If you aren't like the woman from Inside, you ain't got no excuse. If a ghost is after you, bitch, get your ass up and get out of there. I ain't got time. I ain't got time for her. She better not be lazy talking about, I don't want to hurt my baby because these ghosts come after me. Bed rest my ass. You have not seen what this woman in France did for her child. So,
well, you know, it'll probably be somebody else. It'll be the husband's non-believing ass strapping her to the bed, you know. It's always the husband. Useless. Oh. Well, like I said, I've been watching a lot of TV lately. But Tubi, you know, Tubi has some good stuff on there. I recently watched a LGBT movie. It's not really a horror film at all, but it was an anthology. I just found out Coleman Domingo. Does everyone know who that actor is? Look him up. He was in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. He was in the new Candyman. He was the one who was the kid. He was originally the child that saw the guy, and then he grew up and he shoved the hook in poor Yaya's hand. But I just found out he's gay in real life, and he has a husband. He has a whole husband. They've been married for years. So cute. But anyway, that's not the point. So Tubi, a lot of stuff on there. And I've been trying to watch all the Nightmare films. All of the Nightmare films are on there except for Part 4, which is really frustrating because I wanted to watch Part 4. I don't know.
Part 4 is really good.
Like, the remake is on there. So I was like, why just this one? Am I not searching properly? But I type in the word Nightmare, which leads me to my silly thought. So when I typed in Nightmare, I decided to scroll and scroll just to see, like, what's on here? What is on here? And I've done this on Netflix before, and usually, like, the further down you get on Netflix, the more it's like, oh, these films are from, like, India and different places that I've just never heard of. Okay. Well, on Tubi, what a ride. Rip-roaring ride. So I get down, and I just laughed to myself because there's a movie called A Mother's Nightmare. And then next to it, A Wife's Nightmare. And then next to that, A Daughter's Nightmare. And it just goes on and on. A Mistress's Nightmare. The Midwife's Nightmare. The Teacher's Nightmare. And I was like, who made all these? And they're all like made for TV movies. Probably most of them are from Lifetime.
They're not, but, you know, the same, like, franchise? Lifetime,
I don't think so, but I'm sure someone trademarked this phrase, and just, it's like, you know, McDonald's, you just like plug in that one, like A Husband's Nightmare. I don't know. Or maybe husbands don't have nightmare. I don't remember seeing A Husband's Nightmare actually, but I just really, I giggled to myself. So now I'm like, I need to like do other word searches and just see what's out there. And if I'm really brave, I'll click on one of them and see if I want to waste like an hour and a half of my life watching some cheesy psychological drama.
That is too funny. I recently just not, I shouldn't say recently. It's funny that you say that because I am about to watch a horror film after our recording today that is coming from Tubi, and it's actually been on my list for a long time, but for a while it was on Prime and you actually had to pay for it. And it just kept getting delayed. And then all of a sudden I found out that it's actually free on Tubi. So if you wait long enough, you may just be able to get it for free on Tubi. But yeah, I'm going to check it out. It's called Paintball Massacre. And it's just a group of gentlemen who go to a paintball field and do the thing, but one of them's a killer. I want to say that it's a friend's birthday and they're gathering, or it's a work retreat. But what gravitated me towards this title is there is a gentleman from an old school pop group that I still listen to till today. And one of the actors, the cute one, is you know, has a role in this movie. So I've never seen him act before, and I'm just very curious how it's going to turn out. But at the end of the day, it looks like a cool 90-minute movie, so I'm going to check that out. But then I noticed there was a string of, like, LGBT movies to watch as well, and some of these plots sound so good. But yeah, I did pass one from Iceland. It's called Rift. That is a straight-up horror film that is also a gay film starring two gentlemen. So ooh. I will be watching that one as well before this weekend ends, and I'll have to come back and report But yeah, there's some gay horror out there just from different countries, but that one's totally free on there. So I would check that out. And if anybody has seen it, let us know what you thought of it. Because it is a movie that I had heard about, but I just forgot about it. And so, yeah, now it's time to revisit.
Sounds good. I like the title. I like simple, like punchy titles like that. I think we even talked about this years ago, but B&B.
Not ringing a bell. Like
bed and breakfast. I think that's what it's supposed to be. But also, it may, just the way it looks, it's like, is this supposed to be like a wink, wink, bareback reference? Because it's like a big, like B, and then there's like a little like an B, B, B. So I was like, uh-huh. But it's supposed to be a gay thriller. So it's on my list for Tubi. I was like, oh, okay. I heard about this. Let me check it out. So I'll watch that. And speaking of Tubi, since we're on the topic, I have to file a major complaint. every streaming service has originals now, which is kind of fascinating, but also I guess it makes sense. I told you, I decided to check out one of their originals.
Yes.
It's called Hellblazers. Now, these bitches misled me through the woods completely. They just, like, the birds ate all the breadcrumbs. I didn't know how to get home. I was pissed. So on Instagram, you know, there's the ad is like a picture of Tony Todd. It's just Tony Todd. So I was like, oh, all right. He's going to, you know, play a significant part in this film. And then I read some of the other actors in there. There's Adrian Barbeau. There's Billy Zane. And then once the movie starts, it starts with the credits. John Kaiser is in the movie. And I was like, oh, how about that? You know, it's like there's some, oh, Meg Foster, her creepy ass.
Stop, Meg Foster.
Yeah, yes. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun movie because it's got all these horror icons in it.
They all die in a building, just blown up, bam, all one scene.
No, but they all die like basically sorry, spoiler alert, too late. But seriously, they're kind of wasted. They're mostly kind of wasted, and I was offended. And yes, another spoiler alert. I mean, Tony Todd, he sacrifices himself for two white people, and I was horribly offended. I didn't understand why his character, you know, it's that whole thing of go inside. Ah, and it's like, why? Now that you're here, there's three of us and we can all fight together.
You can go inside.
We all
inside.
Have weapons.
You can go inside too, Tony.
Yeah, I don't understand why he didn't go inside with them. It made no sense. So, you know, but it reminds me, you know, Tony Todd, he's like Vivica. Tony and Vivica Fox, they just be like getting these checks. They don't care. I love it. I'm all for it. They're like, direct to video, cool. Theatrical, cool. Oh, I'm also in a Broadway play. I don't care. You know, oh no, actually, I'm not, it's not a Broadway play, but it's still a play. It's like they're just working. They don't care. So I love it. But also they really disrespected him. And I mean, I guess they all signed on, so they must have had fun, but I, as a horror fan, was horrified by the way each of them were taken out in unexciting ways, or just, I don't know. It was just sort of unceremonious. So, but that was a Tubi original.
Okay, so I just remembered, because before we hit record, I told you that I'd watched something really horrific lately, and I just couldn't think of what it was. The reason why I couldn't think of it, because it's not a horror genre show. You will not believe what the shit happened in the very last and final season of Search Party that is on HBO. Yeah, so Search Party is a very like dark comedy, it's a dark comedy, but it's kind of like psychological thriller. It's hard to call it a thriller, but what it is just these vain ass millennials who literally think of nothing but themselves. There's a group of four of them, and they find out that a girl went missing, somebody that they kind of knew in college, and then it just spirals into this 5-season arc of everything going to shit because all they can do is think of themselves, and they feel that they are important because they are searching for this girl that they don't even know who it is, right? But murder happens and all this stuff, and it's very like telling to like the world and how people really think and narcissism and being famous and having attention, yada yada. Well, this last season turned into a zombie flick.
Oh.
And what? I was just like, it just came out of nowhere. I mean, I look, when you, if anybody out there decides to watch this, it's like 10 episodes each season. They're at 30 minutes, so it's real quick. If you can get into these characters, have at it. But on this fifth season, went total horror and went 28 days on us. And I was just like, what the hell? But it lasted almost four episodes. Well, no, not four episodes, like maybe two or three. Of just all like this run-of-the-mill, like virus comes out, let me do this, I'm gonna bite you, and everybody changed. It's so wacky. And that was it. That's how they ended this five-season show. And I was like, what the hell? But it was crazy and it was good. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Huh.
But yeah, go ahead.
I've never heard of this show, so I'm just.
If you were to look up the poster, the synopsis, this is the last thing you'd expect. It's satire, right? It's very satire because it just really makes absolutely no sense. But this is the direction they wanted to go, and I was shocked. But the other thing that I watched, and I don't know if I talked about it because I think I had two episodes to do so. Did I tell you about my thoughts on Black Friday?
No, that's the one with Chainsaw. Can't think of his name right now. Bruce Campbell, right?
Yes.
Bruce Campbell's in it.
And Devin Sawa. Yeah, no, you did that. And okay. So I watched Black Friday, had, what was it? Spawn. What's his name? Michael Ian? What's
Michael
his
name? J.
Michael J. White. Yeah, Michael J. White. Yes. Another sacrifice.
No.
I ain't playing. I mean, look, he put up a good fight, but because he is the brute of the group, of course he was like, I will fend them off. I don't think he deliberately was like, I'm going to die for you. But it was that whole thing of like, save yourself. Yeah. I will, you know, do my own thing or whatever. And I'm like, okay, fine. But Black Friday was a lot of fun. I absolutely recommend this movie. I love the cast. I loved how central it was just taking place at the store. I like the story and the reasoning behind this outbreak. And it is very telling of how the U.S. treats capitalism and, you know, Black Friday and everything like that. Because all in them other countries, if you look up videos, London, them doors open on November 27th and they just walk in like it's a Tuesday. They don't care. Over here, we are insane. And
yeah,
Black Friday was a definite representation of that. It was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I would say it's worth the money because at this moment, it is not free on Prime. But yes, I definitely recommend it.
Mm-hmm-mm. Okay. Ooh, that's so funny. I can't remember now, but I feel like I just watched something else where a black character sacrificed himself. Again, it'll come to me, or you know, I could just name a random movie.
Okay, now I know that you've been on Netflix lately, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you saw a poster or an advertisement of a new show called All of Us Are Dead.
That does sound kind of familiar. Oh, yes. It's the new Korean zombie show, right?
Yes. I don't know if it's a direct connection to Train to Busan, but they clearly are cashing in on what is working for them. And they've now created a series surrounded at a high school. And so it's a bunch of kids having to fend for themselves against an outbreak. They even mentioned Train to Busan in the trailer. But once you see how the infected move around, straight up Train to Busan, and I am here for it. I cannot wait to start this show. I had no idea that's what this was going to be. It's also dubbed as an option. So for those who do not like subtitles of their original language, it is dubbed for you as well. But if you were to watch the trailer, this looks fantastic and a lot of fun. So I'm going to be watching that one.
Team subtitles. I saw a little bit of the trailer and then I was like, oops, stop watching that. But yeah, even when I saw the very first image, for some reason, and it's just a group of kids standing around, maybe they're a little bloodied up, but I was like, that looks like Train to Busan. Really? I was like, are they in the train station where they thought they were safe, but they were not? Yeah, it looks good. I will check it out. I still have to watch Hellbound. That's still on my list. Oh, there's too much. There's too much. So people keep saying, watch this, watch that. I'm like, no, I have a list. I can't.
What's Hellbound?
It's another, it came out, I don't know.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series. And
oh, the monster one. Yes.
Yeah. I
want to see that one.
Looks good.
I still got to do Sweet Home and shit before I even think about that.
Sweet Home.
And you, sir, needs to try and get into Alice in Borderland. I'm going to keep telling you until you try it. Yeah, exactly. You are horrible.
I'm not horrible.
You watched Squid Game, didn't you?
Yes.
See, no, there's no excuse. You can do one episode if you watching Squid Game.
There were no spoilers for Alice in Borderland, but people were like, they were posting spoilers for Squid Game all over the place. So I had to know what those shapes were about. Plus, I had to see my man, and then damn, he was only in two episodes. How dare they?
I know. Ugh. Well, you got The Silent Sea now. Did you watch that?
Oh, no, I haven't watched that either.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I would like to watch that one day. But
that's a movie, right?
That's a movie, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, good. One and done. Oh, man. It's just so much pressure, honestly. Maybe I told you. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I barely sleep sometimes, so I can't keep track of the days. I've been watching a lot of anime recently, and I really enjoy it. And for everyone's viewing recommending pleasure, because we all need recommendations, right? Because there's not enough to watch. We just said, go on Tubi. There's a million things on there that you've never heard of. And, you know, you can put it on while you're doing laundry. But anyway, I've watched a lot of different anime genres, but I have been able to watch quite a few. Just happen to be horror series or along the lines of horror. And I'm here to tell you about them today. So I'm not even going to like give you a full synopsis of this one. For anyone who is interested in watching School Live, you should just watch it. Just watch that first episode. It's about a group of four young girls, who love school so much that they decide to live at school. That is literally, that's the basic synopsis on Crunchyroll. Four girls decide to stay at school all the time. And it's like, what? What are you talking about? Okay. So, you know, I watched it, and yes, the girls are, it's, you know, it's anime, so the girls are very cutesy, and one of them, she does not seem like a high school student, she seems very young, but yeah, that's all I'm gonna say, but it's definitely horror. It just takes a minute to get there. There's a very cute little dog. So don't get thrown off. Don't get thrown off. Just got to watch that first episode. And man, I keep showing it. Like, I was shown the first episode. I keep showing people the first episode. And we've all had the same reaction where our jaw just drops. It's fantastic. So School Live, watch it. And there's only one season. That's all you get.
I'm not sure if this is the same one, but there is a live action version of a very similar plot. So I don't know if they're the same, but they definitely spell their title the same, but it's a live action version. So it is one of those popular ones.
And it might be. It's based on a manga. So, you know, just like whenever I type other things in as well, I see, oh, there are live actions for a lot of other things like Parasite. Did you watch Parasite?
The movie, but not the anime.
So it's spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
Parasite.
I knew there was a difference. You know, I didn't watch that one yet.
Yes. So it's not related to the Academy Award winning movie, but Parasite is on Netflix and it's great. It's kind of like a strange buddy comedy. But Shinichi, he's a high school student who finds out that there are these creatures among us, living among us, but they're shapeshifters, so they look like people, and they're like little parasites that come from somewhere in space, and they take over people's bodies, brains, and he is, you know, accompanied, and he's helped out on his journey through trying to destroy the parasites by his own little parasite who has eaten his hand.
Yeah, I remember the poster had a hand thing going on.
Yeah, but Migi, that's the hand's name, and that's how I think that's how you say hand in Japanese. So he's like, I don't want a name, just call me Migi. I love Migi, he's so funny, and it's really heartfelt, but it's definitely very violent and gruesome, and it's a little scary. So recommend that. Again, only one season. I don't know.
Where is it?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Claymore, which I'm sorry to say, it will be taken off Hulu in a few days. So
how dare you bring it up and then be like, yeah, it's going to be gone.
Look, you can find it somewhere. This is based on a popular manga series. And the manga series, I think, is much longer. But they only adapted maybe the first book. And then for some reason, they got canceled. So there's only one season. It's good. It's similar to, I always tell people, it's similar to The Witcher, because it's these warriors who are roaming the land, defeating demons, but they're all women. They're all like very pale, like pale eyes and pale hair. And but they have a part of demon in them, which gives them their super strength and abilities to fight the demons. So they're constantly fighting the demon within as well, because the more they use their powers, the closer to becoming a demon themselves. But it's a good one. I like that one. There's an annoying little boy in there, but it's still a good show. And everyone's heard of Attack on Titan, I'm sure. Yes. So I finally started watching it. I think the last season just came out, but I'm still in season one. And maybe some people won't consider this horror, but I do. I think a lot of people do. There's something about the Titans that is very disturbing. I don't know if you've seen pictures of them, but they're these giants, and they don't speak or anything. They just smile.
I watched the first two episodes, I think. So yeah, I'm aware, at least of that first like rumble.
Yeah. So they're just creepy looking. And then, you know, the way that they eat people, it's just snap them right in half like celery. It's, I don't know. So I'm watching that one. Eventually I'll finish it. I don't think there's like five seasons. But my favorite that I just watched last night, I binged it in a few days. It's called Death Parade. And this one, it's not straight up horror, but I'm just really fascinated by it. And again, it's only one season. You know, I don't, I don't know why these things like get wrapped up so quick, or they just don't, they don't, they decide not to continue. But also I looked it up and they said they hadn't canceled it yet. So I really don't know what's going on. But brief little synopsis. The Quindecim Bar host games between the recently deceased that determines the fate of their souls. So that's a very brief synopsis, but I think it's really well written. And there's a lot of creepy things going on. Like each episode, you kind of know what's going on because it's like, for the most part, it's like new people come in each time to be judged, but it's the same characters judging them. So the story really is more about them. And it's just really interesting. Just like how they try to like bring out the darkness in the human soul to see like who can be judged. And it's like, are we sending this person to be reincarnated, or are we sending them into the void? Are we sending them to hell? So, yeah.
Interesting. Very yeah. cool.
Okay, so I have a complaint again.
Another one, okay.
Yes, yes. This came up when I was reading about the movie Bed Rest. The main character's name is Julie. Now, Rob, I bet you can give me at least two examples of characters named Julie in horror films.
One comes to mind immediately. I'm trying to think of a second. You're putting me on the spot.
Who's the first one?
Well,
who's the
New first Nightmare. One? Duh.
And then the second one is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah, that is her name, isn't it? That's mm-hmm. funny. And okay.
We could probably find more. We probably could. And it just made me think about character names and how I'm tired of hearing certain character names. Like, some of them are classic at this point. It's like, yes, we have Julie from I Know What You Did Last Summer. Yes, that's Julie. We have Nancy from The Craft, or Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, it's like there's lots of Nancys though. So it's like, okay, well, I'm good on Nancy. Sarah. I have Sarah Sanderson.
Sarah's a good one.
If there's any other Sarahs anywhere, it's like, I don't need any more characters named Sarah. I just don't. I don't need any more Johns.
There's a literal movie called Let's Scare Julie.
See? So I just, my complaint is I would like people to be a little more creative when they're naming their characters, because there's so many names. There's so many names. And
Julie is like the most suburban, innocent, pure white bread name that you can think of, especially if she's supposed to be a protagonist. Like, that's the name that they're going to get. It just sounds wholesome. It wipes all their sins away. You know, they read about it in that book. You got to name your kid Julie if you want all their sins to be forgiven.
I mean, my God, why not Alma? Or, I mean, Alma does kind of sound like someone's grandma, but still.
Yeah, check your battery.
Stomp, stomp. It bothers me. It bothers me a little bit. You know, it doesn't like keep me up at night. It doesn't make my eye twitch, but still, I'm just really unimpressed by the lack of creativity. Like, oh, Brian. You know, and surprisingly, I will say, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to reveal something horrifying. My first name is actually Ryan.
I can't believe you admitted that.
I know. But the thing is, something I've noticed, I hear that name everywhere I go, which is why I don't like to use it. But it's not really in a lot of movies. I can't think of too many characters named Ryan. Mm-mm. Nope. And then my recollection, the only Ryan I can think of, and I don't know why it stuck with me, is from, remember when MTV did that camera show where people would like go to haunted places and...
Yeah, Fear.
I don't know why I can't remember that simple last name. But the very first episode, the group of people, there was the one guy who was running around screaming all the time.
Yeah.
His name was Ryan.
Yeah, the first episode, that fool just brought our stock down. Yeah. I was like, we do not act like that. And anyway,
he was scared. I guess he was scared.
He was gay is what it was.
Yes, we needed queer representation. Thank you for taking us into the future. Yeah, that's the only one I can think of. But also, I'm not saying I do not want any characters named Ryan. I do not need that at all. But Rob, yeah, I don't need any characters named Rob either.
I'm trying to see if there are any horror movies with a Nathan or a Nathaniel or Nate. There is a character named Nathan Grantham. Look him up. This looks like a horror movie. What movie is that?
Nathan Grantham.
Yeah.
Grantham. Oh, Nathan Grantham Mask. Huh. All right. Well, let me see. Okay. So villains. Wiki villains. Let me look at the image. This old man. Oh, what is it called? Is it Father's Day?
Is it Father's Day?
From a Creepshow.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm looking at, because next to his name is like this skeleton head. But now, as you say Father's Day, it's probably him. So there you go. That's one.
I mean, but that's one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, it's like, if you can space these names out.
I mean, there's a horror movie literally named after me. I'm a puppet. So, you know, I'm in there. I'm in the game.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Neither did I. I haven't watched
Robert.
It. How dare Robert. You with that infliction?
Robert. Yeah. Mm-mm. Nobody can watch that now. You'd just be thinking about that interview the whole time.
I know. Too funny. Yeah, I guess you don't hear too much of it, so.
It's time for the big reveal. Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready. I have no thought process whatsoever. I'm just picturing a poster and just seeing what number was at the end of that, and maybe that was the last one. I'm going to say the number of produced pumpkin heads to date is 5.
Robert. That is incorrect.
I thought so. How many did they make?
They made 4.
Damn it. That was my second guess. As soon as you said I was wrong, I was like, it was probably 4. Well, shit.
Yes. Well, I guess my bad. The correct answer is 3. They made, because my question was, how many sequels did they make?
Oh, that was a trick question, you bitch. You trying to kill me?
I said that at the beginning.
With Ghostface and Jake, you trying to kill me.
Okay.
Sequels.
Casey, you better like sit your ass down and pay attention. Shit.
Why did he get all salty when he was like, bitch, it was Mrs. Voorhees? I was like, you ain't got to get all mad. Mm-hmm. Just because she yelled at you. He's like, then you'll know your mother. I was like, you can calm down. She got it wrong. You about to kill her. You ain't got to get mad just because she's proud and confident about her answer.
I know.
He got all salty.
I mean, we were all confident. We were all confident and we were all fooled in that moment.
I was embarrassed. I turned to me. I was like, I hope nobody saw me just say Jason, because I was wrong as hell. I was like, nope, nope, no witnesses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had seen like a couple of the sequels at that point, but I was certainly sure, my 11-year-old self. I was like, yes, it's Jason. What do you mean? Who wrote this? Blew my mind. Mm-mm.
Well, now we got to look forward to the remake, so maybe we'll get another trilogy.
Are they doing a remake?
They are definitely doing a remake on this.
You know that emoji where it's like, it's not smiling, but all its teeth are out, where it's just like,
yeah.
That's just me. That's just me every time. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sure somebody listening got the answer. In fact, I'm sure this is somebody's favorite franchise that's out there. So I'm sure they appreciated your trivia question today.
Oh, you talking about, I was talking about, yes, they're doing the reboot of Pumpkinhead. I thought you were talking about.
Oh, no.
That Friday the 13th, I was like, oh, did they already announce it? I know that.
No, they're trying now since that lawsuit is settled. So they're, yes, they're going to do something.
He got the rights back, but. Jason Rides Again. That'll be the title of the next movie. I mean. Just go straight satire with us and just have him.
He's out there driving trucks now, mm-hmm. stopping at red lights, you know, mm-hmm. even though he probably don't know how to read, he definitely knows how to drive. So,
yeah, he's got his machete like in the passenger seat, ready to go.
He's ready.
I can see it. I can see it now.
Cross country.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Camp Crystal Lake. We've had enough. Just give us something new, kid.
So I'm going to close out this episode with a bitch really. If you are new to the show, bitch really is our segment where we contemplate the dumbass decisions character makes in horror movies to either fuck themselves up or somebody else and gets them killed or any of the above. Now, there are a lot of mistakes that people have made, and some people just don't know when to just smoke the shit out of somebody or drown it out for suspense. Most people will consider this because of bad writing or character development. Maybe this character really is supposed to be written the way that they do things, but it's just a goddamn shame where we say, bitch, really? Well, this week, we go back to the 80s with Miss Karen Barkley. Y'all know who she is. Mom who is just making ends meet. You know, she's taking care of her child and working that makeup counter, that perfume counter. She is really living the life. And she decides to buy her child a good guy doll from a peddler from the back of an alley because this woman's desperate not to piss off her kid. Well, hijinks ensues. You know what movie I'm talking about. Child's Play. Well, the scene that I want to talk about today is from Karen Barkley. And this hoe finds out that this doll who's been running around for 3 days, probably more, without batteries. So she's freaking the fuck out, right? Suspenseful. Now, if you got me scared of my own home, it's time to bone out. It's time to go. I ain't got to investigate this doll, but she decides to. But us in the audience, we're like, okay, she about to burn this shit to the ground because clearly I wasn't seeing things. How the hell was that thing talking the whole time? So she proceeds to talk, get him to say something. I don't know what she's going to do when she says something. What is she going to do when he says something? But she threatens him with a fire. Bitch, really? Why didn't you just throw his happy ass in the fire like the witch trials? And if he moves, he was alive. If he wasn't, buy him another toy. But this bitch threatens Chucky. And therefore, when he wakes up and reveals himself, she freaks out, throws him, and he gets away. Possibly, did somebody die after that? I'm trying to remember. I know Home Dude got shot. Somebody did die. Somebody did die. Didn't Home Dude's partner die because he tried to come in and be the hero? No. He was alive.
Yeah,
I think we're good. But at the same time, the rest of the movie wouldn't exist if you had just thrown his ass in the fire. No toy is worth like checking in. I was like, how dare you? Just throw his happy ass in the fire. That shit is demonic. Like, there were batteries weren't even taken out of the plastic. It wasn't like a prank. Like, you can't just wrap that shit up again. That shit was running on its own. Never.
Look, she paid good back alley money for that. Yeah.
The lesson here, honestly, just go with your gut. You know, don't be testing out shit. This is like those folks who were just like, who's there? I was like, you want me to come out and reveal myself? Nah, I got to cut you. Like, why are you trying to find shit out? Just get out of there. It's hilarious.
Were you inspired by the recent remake of this scene?
Oh my God. Can we talk about that amazing scene? I would love to credit you on this, but she is the reason that scene was like inspiring me to get a TikTok. Like, I wanted something like TikTok to exist so I can reenact stuff like that. I thought that shit was amazing, but there is this mom who dressed up her child like Chucky and reenacted that exact scene on Instagram or TikTok. And it was the most best thing I've ever seen. So they lip synced with the movie audio. But this child was the best. This mom had this kid throwing him around, shaking him, threatening him to burn him in the fire. And then the child just starts going crazy. But what was the kicker? Mom knew the assignment. This child fell to the ground, lifted up, looked both ways, and then ran just like Chucky did in the movie. I was like, no, he did not do the head tilt. I was like, she directed this kid so well. But it was just funny because the way that it cut, it made it look like she threw her child on the couch like hard. But it was just, man, this woman's confliction in her face. She was like, I will burn your ass. It was so good. So good.
I was trying to look it up, but man,
I know we share everything on our thread. Like, there's no way you're gonna find it.
Mm-mm. No, yeah, and I don't remember if like was it TikTok, was it Instagram?
No, I sent it to you on Instagram. If anything, it's probably on the stuff that you liked. If you liked it.
Oh yeah, no. Well, I don't even know how to track that anymore.
Oh, I know how to do that.
No, I just didn't know if it was originally like a TikTok video.
I want to say it was original TikTok because you can't edit that way in Reel. I'm assuming.
I don't know. People can do all kinds of things on their phone these days. It's kind of amazing. Yeah, I'm never going to find it. Next time.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to credit you if we can find it. But yes, I completely forgot about this scene. It's just a coincidence that I just happened to pass by this scene. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. She was a dumbass for that. Just burn him.
They needed to finish the plot.
Well, that is going to do it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed our endless bullshit chat on the horror genre. If you have any recommendations for us to watch, let us know. We will come back in 2 more weeks with another episode.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, honorable mention. I watched Showgirls. Don't watch it. I just decided I should watch it.
You've never seen it?
Randy. No, I've never seen it. I was a little kid when that NC-17 shit came out. So I'd never heard of it until Scream 2 when he makes the joke and the joke flew over my little head because I was like, huh?
I worked at the video store. There was no way I was going to forget this. I mean, it's Elizabeth Berkley. I was definitely going to watch this. But I saw this movie and it was the one shimmering, glistening sparkle of hope that my dad had on me being straight. Oh, you watch Showgirls? Watch it as many times as you want. Well, sorry for you. I watched it because an icon from Saved by the Bell was in it. Fuck them titties.
I'm so excited.
You know?
I'm so excited.
I'm there for that. I'm there for the boot to the face kicks. That's what I'm there for. I don't care about Showgirls. Oh, you see how she went to town on that man's face?
Yes. All the spin kicks.
It was the face, though. It was the face for me. Mm.
And I love Elizabeth Berkley. I've happened to meet her in real life, had a full-on conversation. She is lovely. She is wonderful. But yeah, no, can't watch. I mean, the one scene towards the end definitely traumatized me. I was like frozen like a deer in the headlights. I couldn't believe it was happening. It's very violent.
This is so off topic, but I recently binged the second season of Saved by the Bell, and they gave her a full-on scene of her reminiscing about her days in Vegas. Because she was eyeing this dude at this fair, and she was like, I don't know how to ask the guy out. It's been forever since I've been out. And they were like, channel that sexy, that inner... Like, what was that badass thing that you did, you know, out of nowhere? And she was like, well, I was in Vegas for a couple of months. And I was like, they are not about to do this. So Lisa Turtle gave her some new wardrobe to go over there and walk over there feeling confident. And the minute she starts walking, she does the little hand thing and goes up there and starts dancing on a pole because the booth was a fire house. And I was dying, and she totally fucked up the whole scene. So Kelly and Lisa come over, and they're like, what is going on? I was like, you told me to channel Vegas. And Kelly was like, what the hell did you do in Vegas? And then they just cut to the new scene. Oh, it was so funny. But she was all bragging about the badass stuff she did. She even brought up Versace, and she was like, yeah, I almost killed the girl. I almost killed a girl by pushing her down the steps. She, like, it was full on representation. It was the best. It was the best scene. You got to look up the scene. It's so good.
That's amazing. Yes. Well, thanks, Rob. As always, it was a pleasure. And thanks to all of you. Hopefully you're enjoying yourselves. And yeah, we'll catch you next time on Bitch, I Ain't Scared.